12 Steps to a Higher Calling in Christ, the Ministry of Jesus Christ, and the Sabbath. Unfortunately, many readers of the Bible are unaware or spiritually dead to the fact that Jesus was upholding two ministries at the same time. The first ministry was to fulfill the law according to Matthew chapter 5, verse 17. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. Remember, all scripture needs to be read in its proper context. Therefore, if we look closely at verses 18 through 20, one can see that if you choose to adhere to the commandments, the law by Moses, or even teach them, that if you break one of these, the least of them, you will be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But only if you keep all of them, 613 laws, only shall you be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Also, except your righteousness, not his, exceed that of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter the kingdom of heaven. Because see, at that point, when you choose to live unto the law, the Mosaic law, then you do not have the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus. So now your righteousness must exceed that of the scribes and the Pharisees, and you shall in no case enter the kingdom of heaven. Because the kingdom of heaven is based on faith and belief in and through Christ. This also pertains to the kingdom of heaven within. The law will keep you from right positioning and right believing, which hinders as well as block the flow of the blessing because of the curse that comes by the law, which makes you fall from grace, his unmerited favor. Therefore, in this part of his ministry, he is establishing the fact that there is no possible way that any man can save himself by keeping and teaching the law that came by Moses, the Ten Commandments. You need a Savior, which is the very reason why he came, according to the book of Matthew, chapter 1, verse 21. And she, Mary, the wife of Joseph, shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now for you, when we talk about Yeshua, Jesus, the various names, don't get caught up in the pronunciation, because it's all by faith. It's all according to your faith and trust and believing in him, not how you pronounce his name. Amen. And the second ministry of Jesus was unto his disciples to teach them of the things to come according to the promise, the blessing, the covenant of Abraham, the father of faith. Jesus, as the last Adam, came to restore the blessing that was upon the first Adam, according to the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 28. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it, which means dominate it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. The mandate to keep this earth refurbished and replenished with his word and his power by the blessing of the Lord. Hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness, ye that seek the Lord. Look unto the rock whence you are hewn, and to the hole of the pit whence you are digged. Look unto Abraham your father, and unto Sarah that bare you. For I called him alone, and blessed him, and increased him. For the Lord shall comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places, and he will make her wilderness like Eden, and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving and the voice of melody, according to the book of Isaiah, chapter 51, verses 1 through 3. Therefore, it is of faith. Let's say that again. Therefore, it is of faith, that it might be by grace to the end, the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all, according to the book of Romans, chapter 4, verse 16. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on the tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Brethren, I speak after the manner of men, though it be but a man's covenant, yet if it be confirmed, no man disannulleth or addeth thereto. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He said, not and to seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. In this I say that the covenant that was confirmed before God in Christ, the law which was 430 years after, cannot disannul, that it should make the promise of none effect. For if the inheritance be of the law, it is no more of promise, but God gave it to Abraham by promise. Wherefore then serveth the law? It was added because of transgressions, till the seed should come to whom the promise was made. It was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator, according to the book of Galatians, chapter 3, verses 13 through 19. We are the seed of Abraham by faith in Christ Jesus, seed of Christ. The blessing applies to those that believe by faith that Jesus is the seed of Christ and the only begotten Son of God. As an heir to the promise, you return to the Garden of Eden, a copy of heaven. The garden was just the beginning. As a believer, wherever you are, is the Garden of Eden, blessed to be a blessing to bring forth restoration of the kingdom of God. As you walk in the blessing, the promises of God, you shall prosper in everything that you do. According to the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verses 7 through 8, only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee, not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. So according to the word of God, which is the law of the new covenant promise, according to the book of Psalms, chapter 1, verses 2 through 3, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law, which is the word of God, doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. We are made to be kings and priests of our Lord, our God. Jesus is knocking at the door. Do you hear? Will you let him in to sup with you? Wow. Man, is that powerful. See, it's not unto the law of the Mosaic law, but living unto the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, in the fulfillment of the promise. In being the seed of Christ, multiply, to be fruitful, right? To replenish the earth, to bring forth the kingdom of God from within, to bring forth the manifestation from the heavens into the earth, and bringing forth the new heavens and the new earth. The new Jerusalem is within. When Jesus said to the woman at the well, there's going to come a day where you won't even have to come to this mountain to worship God. For we worship God in spirit and truth, according to the book of John 4:4. In spirit and in truth, the truth of the new Jerusalem within. In spirit, in mind, we come together all over the world in all existence in unity in mind, in divine mind, the omniscient, all-knowing mind of God through the master key, the mind of Christ. The gift of salvation is the mind of Christ. Amen. So as we look at the Sabbath, according to the book of Mark, chapter 2, verses 27 through 28, and he said unto them, the Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath. Amen. Therefore, the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath. And who is the Son of Man? The Son of Man, according to the book of Matthew, chapter 13, verse 37, is the one who sows the seed. The Word of God, the Son of Man, the intellectual awareness that you come to know the indwelling Christ, the Son of God within. According to the book of Colossians, chapter 2, verses 16 through 17, let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of an holy day or of the new moon or of the Sabbath days, which are a shadow of things to come. But the body is of Christ. I am promising you through Christ to take you back to a place where you no longer have to bear your own provision. See, this is what Christ, your position, your right position in being, in Christ, as Christ, through the ministry of reconciliation, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. So even in 16, where we once knew Christ in the flesh, but we know him no more. It's all spiritual. Being a new creature, being a peculiar people. So that is your Sabbath. Like the prodigal son, it's already yours. It's already ours as believers in God through Christ. The kingdom of God and all that thy Father has, it's already ours. For the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. But we take hold by faith. Faith in believing in God through Christ Jesus, our Lord. The mind of Christ is Lord. The word of God is Lord. The indwelling Christ is Lord. The Holy Ghost leads you where to gather. He leads us where to gather, where to reap, where to harvest. But according to the Sabbath, it's not a particular day, folks. Believers, it's not a particular day. Every day is a Sabbath day. Every day that we rest in the promises of God. Every day that we rest in truth is a Sabbath day. When we release and let go and allow God, when we yield and surrender and that our yes be yes unto the will of God, unto his divine plan as it has already been predestined before the foundation of this world. So according to the book, So according to the book of Luke, chapter 6, verse 20, tapping into an unlimited supply, and he lifted up his eyes on his disciples and said, blessed be ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Your labor is in the word of God. Our labor is in the word of God, in the word of truth. But it's not until we seek the kingdom of God first, yielding unto the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us through the word and to the word to bear witness of the truth that's already within. According to the book of Psalm, chapter 103, verse 20, bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. See, if we don't know his word and can't declare the word, then how are the angels are going to hearken and bring him past the promise, bringing the promises to pass? 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Even our being, even our existence, our position of being is new. We are Christ beings. We are spiritual beings, releasing the hold as a human being. We are a new creature. According to the book of John, chapter 6, verse 63, it is the spirit that quickeneth, that makes alive. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Don't think thoughts are of none effect. Your dominant thoughts are seeds that take root through the form of meditation. So we're always meditating, whether we are consciously aware or not. So whatever our dominant thoughts are, that is where we're meditating. And as we meditate, we bring forth and manifest. The spoken word does take authority over our thoughts. So we have the power to bind all negative thoughts, all thoughts that are not in divine alignment with divine mind through the mind of Christ. We have been given the power and authority to cast down anything that is not like God, anything that is not in alignment with the kingdom of God, with the kingdom of righteousness. So a rhema word carries an anointing and power to bring forth divine manifestation. So when we hear the whisperings of the still small voice of God, when we hear thus saith the Lord, when we hear and we obey the word of God, we declare and decree the word of God, it comes with an anointing, it comes with power, it comes with fire. So I can only say what I hear the Father say, for by his word he is willing, able, and does what he says to bring his promise to pass. A rhema word quickens. It has spirit of life. When acted upon by faith and belief, allows us to see the glory of God in the form of manifestation. So a rhema word, all we need is one word from God, right? And that word is full of spirit and life. And so when we act upon that word in that in which we hear by faith and we believe, it allows us to see the glory of God in the form of manifestation. And according to the book of Hebrews chapter 4 verses 1 through 11, let us therefore fear lest the promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. See, when we hear the word of God, whether it be an audible, whether it be spiritual, the voice within, glory be to God, if we do not rest and mix that word with faith, it will not come to pass. It becomes of none effect. For we which have believed do enter into rest as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. For he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works. And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest, seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached enter not in because of unbelief. See, unbelief keeps us from resting in the promises of God, resting in the word of God. Unbelief keeps us from walking in the faith of God, abiding in the faith of God, appropriating the faith of God. So again, in verse 7, he limited a certain day, saying in David, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. For if Jesus had given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day? There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that entereth into his rest, he also have ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. Now, this here is at the level of truth in our confession, in our decrees, in our declaration that I am that I am. All that God is, I am. I am whole. I am perfect. I am complete in Christ Jesus. I am perfect health. I am abundance. I am prosperity. I am wealth. I am love. I am peace. I am joy. See, I'm not trying to find love or peace or joy. See, I am love. I am peace. I am joy. I'm not trying to be healed. I am healed. I am perfect health. See the difference there? So when we rest in the truth that I already am, miracles, signs, wonders, transformation, transfiguration takes place. So the Sabbath was the shadow of the coming of Jesus Christ to bring those that believe back to a place of resting in God, His word, His promises, and His provision. When we cease from self-works and enter into His rest, we are governed by the blessing of the Lord. I'm going to say that again. When we cease from self-works and enter into His rest, we are governed by the blessing of the Lord. The blessing of the Lord, according to Proverbs 10:22 in the King James Version, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow with it. The blessing of the Lord, according to Proverbs 10:22 in the Amplified Version, the blessing of the Lord, it makes us truly rich and He adds no sorrow with it. Neither does toiling increase it. Neither does worrying increase it. Neither does doubting increase it. Neither does unbelief increase it. Amen. The blessing of the Lord, according to Proverbs 10:22 in the NIV version, the blessing of the Lord brings wealth without painful toil for it. So did Jesus not do majority of His healings on the Sabbath? Our Sabbath is to rest in His presence, power, and word. No special day. Just rest in knowing that it is done. The finished works of Christ Jesus. Resting, trusting, and believing in the word of God. The word of truth. In all that I am. You are. In this world, and all that I am, and all that Christ is, you are in this world. It's already done. It was already finished before the foundation of this world. So I like to say that upon our birth, we were kidnapped. But now as we seek and found our way back home, that now that we abide back into the kingdom, our rightful position of being and abiding and being seated at the right hand of God upon the throne of grace as ambassadors of the kingdom, as citizens of commonwealth, as representatives of Christ. I am all that God is before the foundation of this world. So I am whole. I am perfect. I am complete. I am happy. I am joy. I am peace. See, I am by grace through faith. I am the power of appropriating our faith in truth, in Christ. And I am that I am, and allowing the fullness of God to be, to do, to have, to express fully from within the Christ within. Amen, amen, and amen.